Now, notice this tonight. Notice where we're headed. Notice I heard these words coming. I was praying in the spirit, and I heard these words. I want to give them to you. I know he's talking about ministry, but I think that whatever he speak about the vision, because you are part of it, he's also talking to you. He said there will be instant growth. And the second thing he says, and I don't know where you are in your life, what's going on in your life, but he said this, it will roll over in your favor. I was praying in tongues, you see. And sometimes when you pray in tongues, he interprets. It came, instant interpretation came. That gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There will be instant growth. In other words, you have to be ready for it. There'll be instant growth, and it will roll over in your favor. Now, I come to grip with the power of the apostolic seals. I'm going to begin to do them again. I'm going to break them down. What I did, I was breaking them down every Sunday and every time we meet. But it's something about what we were all doing. I'm searching, trying to find what's better fit to get over to you what the Spirit of God is saying at this moment. And tonight, if you ever attempted to be free, you will hear words that will set you free no matter what you're up against. All right? So let's do the first seal. Let's do this seal and pray over it a few minutes. They'll put it on the board for you. It's just things that they're getting longer and longer. We're actually writing a book on it, a book of seals, and we're going to put scriptures on them. And you'll have them for every day. God is setting me up to live in range of freedom this world cannot offer or afford. This is my call to make sure steps, sure, S-U-R-E, steps, with confidence, boldness, and access into kingdom authority, kingdom anointings, and now to fully living in a kingdom atmosphere. Pray about that a minute. In Jesus' name. Now notice kingdom authority, kingdom anointing, kingdom atmosphere. You notice that. Notice that when you go over those, make sure you take time to look at what the Spirit of God is saying. Now the second one, he says, my focus will be to operate in and obey at all time the wisdom of God through his word. I will not make haste decision. I need to pause there, right? Without consulting God about his wisdom on every situation. I can see myself now living in the greatest advantages of God's wisdom. Begin to pray about that a moment. My goodness. So much power. Go ahead. You may go so you'll be in place. Y'all may go so you can be in place. All right, in Jesus' name. We have a lot of work to do tonight. Number three. Everyone and everything around me is about to change. Why? because there will be an ongoing change in me. I will talk different. I will see different. Good God Almighty. Wisdom fruits will start manifesting in my life. Old failures and old habits will not control me in this new and fresh anointing of God's wisdom. Many will be delivered and set free through freedom that I will constantly enjoy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, we'll get over back in Jesus' name. We pray you may be seated. Wisdom, liberation, cometh to my life now. There's a liberation that wisdom bring, God's wisdom bring, that is so often missed in the journey of one life that I understand how powerful it is. Wisdom is one of the highest acts of function in the spirit realm, God's wisdom. It's insight and foresight wrapped in the same package. It's divine, it's supernatural. James chapter 1, if you will. Let me tell you two or three things about wisdom that I think the Lord wants you to know. In Proverbs 4:7, that's right there as a side note. Getting wisdom is so important. You have to get wisdom. Wisdom does not come automatically. And then in Proverbs 4:8, it talks about exalting wisdom. In that same verse, it says, embracing wisdom. In Proverbs 5:1, it talks about attend to wisdom. And when you read it, I'm going to preach it in the time to come. When you read it, you're going to see some things. In Proverbs 8:17, it talks about loving wisdom. And if you love wisdom, wisdom will love you back. And I want to tell you, wisdom is a greater lover than you. Wisdom will outlove you every time. You got that? All right, James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, see, if you're dealing with something and you don't have the wisdom to deal with it, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty. Notice that. And upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Promise. But he says in verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You know, you're double-minded. You just go get to that. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Now here we'll get a definition of wisdom. We'll see there's four kinds of wisdom. We'll see if you're operating in wisdom. Then if not, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you to operate in it, okay? You just can't say I'm operating in wisdom. There's a certain attribute you have to have in your life from the Holy Spirit that make you operating in wisdom a reality. See, a lot of things we can say, but saying and living is two different things. Yes, sir. We need the Holy Spirit help. Yes, sir. Yeah, when you're dealing with divine things, you need the Holy Spirit help. Now here in the third chapter, 13 verse. Who is a wise man and endue with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or a good lifestyle his work, notice, with meekness of wisdom. With meekness of wisdom. You have to be meek when you're operating in wisdom, because wisdom makes you so keen and so sharp that you can almost be assured. But it's not what it's for. So, you know, you have to show God some meekness, because he knows what category or what elevation or what promotion operating in his wisdom will produce. And it can become dangerous if you're not ready for it. So to operate in wisdom, there's a certain maturity that you have to have. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, you can't stay at the same level, saying the same thing, doing the same thing. If you're going to operate in God's wisdom, there's always promotion. It's always putting you on another level, putting on you on another level. For lack of better words, but you got to stay cool with it. So actually, the functioning of wisdom is not for novice. It's for a Christian who have come to a certain stage of maturity where God has to find out that he can trust you with his mind. Trust you with his thought about things that come up, things that show up, whether it's good or bad. You have the same thoughts that he had. That's what happened to you when you begin to, when you ask for wisdom, you're asking for God's thought. And that's powerful. But just think about God's thought for something you're dealing with. God had made himself available to give you, as his child, what he would do in that situation. Verse 14 says, but if you have bitter envy, now notice these words, bitter envy, strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This is not God's wisdom. He notice what he says in verse 15. You'll find these different types of wisdom. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly. You see it?
Yes,
sensual and devilish. That's three, I call it three kinds of wisdom. They all run, but it's three: earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil word. Are you all noticing?
Yes, sir.
Now notice verse 17. Here you get a definition. You find out whether you're operating in wisdom or not. But the wisdom that is from above is first what?
Pure.
Pure. Now you know you can't be pure by yourself.
Amen.
Me either. We need the Lord, right?
Yes, sir.
Pure, then what?
Peaceable.
Oh Lord. Peaceable. Gentle. Notice the next thing. And easy to be entreated. Otherwise you can talk to a person who got some wisdom. Yeah, you can't really talk to a fool. A fool always got to answer back, whether they're wrong or right. They got to have their whole say-so. You can have a picture of a fool and say, look, I saw you over there. I snapped your picture. That's not me. Full of mercy and good fruit without partiality. Notice that. And without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now those two scriptures are powerful. James actually is the proverb of the New Testament. If you read it, I'm going over all five chapters on a daily basis, just getting some more understanding of it. Life lesson and life application from teaching is so important. That's why I'm going to break those seals down in a few moments. But you need to be listening to get something to use.
Yes,
see, Not just information to be happy you've been to church, but stuff you can put to the turf.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I believe that's what it's all about. And so I'm going to give you a combination here that I thought was real powerful. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith is a supernatural combination from God that can make anything come to pass speedily.
Amen.
Get this now. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith is a supernatural combination from God that can make anything come to pass speedily. Now, turn your Bibles to one scripture here, two scriptures. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Now, I'll show you both scriptures, and you can combine and have that supernatural wisdom combination here that you can apply to life, life affairs, life situation. Ephesians 1:17. That's what I want to go. Ephesians 1:17. I got Corinthians. Ephesians 1:17. Amen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
So now we're talking about this supernatural combination now. We know what wisdom is. Wisdom is insight, foresight. We got the biblical definition of wisdom, how wisdom carries itself, the fruit of wisdom. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit, really. Now, in Ephesians 1:17, it said that the God of our Lord, let's read it, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, I want you to underline your Bible, the spirit of wisdom, that's the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is supernatural. Wisdom is divine. Wisdom actually is invisible, but it can manifest.
Yes, sir.
It can create because it actually comes from God. So if what you need at any given time is not there, wisdom is so supernatural it can cause it to come. See, it was wisdom that called, wisdom was there when this world was called in order. When the first man was made, wisdom was before Genesis. And before we see anything. But here, Paul praying and trying to teach the church, and he knew they needed a certain maturity that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, notice what he called him, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. Now we talk about this combination. Now look at 2 Corinthians 4:13. It's a combination of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith. The Holy Ghost called that to my attention. We're having the same spirit of faith. See, spirit of faith, spirit of wisdom. According as is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Connect the dots. Connect those two in your life. How connect them, Pastor? Well, what you do is you read them both, and you meditate on them both, and you wait on the Holy Spirit to give proper connection. See, now I already told you, to operate in wisdom, you got to have an element of maturity. You remember I said that, right?
Yes.
You can't stay a baby just hanging around. These revelations are too strong for a baby to handle. See, that's why he said meekness of wisdom. That's why he said gentle, peaceable, pure, because you can't be a clown and function in such dimension.
Yes.
Most Christians will never hear what you hear.
Yes.
Most Christians are never walking this.
Yes.
You see, this combination of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith. You know how powerful that is?
Yes,
you as a Christian can operate in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith at the same time. Here's what I heard when I said that the second time. Calling the shot. Write that down. Calling the shot. When you operate in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith combined, it puts you in a position to call the shot.
Yes, sir.
There's no one else can overrule that. And that's what God had intention for his children, that his children be calling the shot and not the world be calling the shot, and not the system and not Satan and not your situation, because your situation, I told you, is not your life. Now what James talking about, James talking about in that first chapter we read, about the trials and tests and temptation, all of them for promotion. All of them for maturity. None of them are designed to take you out. They don't have the ability to take you out. You can't be taken out. Not if you operate in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith. God always going to bring you out and over. See. So he's saying, don't be nervous when things look like they're not going right. It happened to everybody. You can either respond to it or react to it. See, when you know how to respond, you're on good ground. But if you react, you're going to be in fear. You're going to be hitting and missing. But if you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, what? You'll know what to deal with it. They're going to come. Those moments going to come. Those times going to come. That's what maturity is about. You don't have to pray about them. They come. That's life. But if you know how to handle it in wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, you operate in a supernatural combination. Say it, supernatural combination. I want that to be imprinted on your mind that the apostle said to you on a Wednesday night, something come in your life. Nobody else know about it. But I have this supernatural combination out of the spirit world that I can handle anything. Christ, the wisdom of God, live on the inside of me. Christ, the faith of God, live on the inside of me. All right. Now, in Proverbs 4, go to Proverbs 4. Here's another. Wisdom, liberation cometh to my life now. Say it. Wisdom, liberation. Liberation is free from bondage or restraint. Free from bondage or restraint, or to rise to equal rights and status. To rise. See, that's wisdom. Will cause you to rise. I'm not talking about no civil right either. I'm talking about spiritual right. I'm talking about no truck can run over you. You're in a dimension of the spirit. Oh, mantala shukue. Hey, by glory. Get the feeling good. Hallelujah. To know, man, God, my goodness, that's the Holy Ghost. That God have put me, the wisdom liberation cometh to my life tonight. It's a liberation. It's a liberation. I mean, weights and things that has hindered me and look like they're not working right. Look at me. They're not working right. And no, they're going to work right. Hear what thus say the Lord and use it on daily basis, and you have the authority and the anointing to change it. You in Proverbs 4, I told you. I want to show you another aspect. See, now I'm preaching and teaching for results. I don't have time for no entertainment. The result is too precious. Now, notice Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to read two verses there. The seventh verse says, wisdom is the principal thing. You see that? What do you say after that? That means wisdom does not come automatically. You remember what he said in James 1:5? If any man lack wisdom, what he said? Ask for it, right? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Now he's talking about exalting wisdom. Exalt her. And she will do what? She'll bring thee what? When what? Read the next verse. Now notice, you ever think about this? The ornament of grace and the crown of glory will be released in the liberation of wisdom. Kings rule by wisdom. Princes rule by wisdom. And you are king and a prince. See? But you have that ornament of grace and the crown of glory. The ornament of everything the Bible says is already done for me. That's where grace comes in. That's Ephesians 1:3. Even though it may not look like it. And then I got the glory of God, all that God is, all that God can do, and all that God have with me too in wisdom. He's done everything for me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Already done. Huh? And then I have his glory to escort me through it. To remind me, to assure me that what God has done for me, nobody can keep it from me. See, that's wisdom. That's wisdom. So that ornament of grace and the crown of glory. See, ornament of grace and the crown of glory. How can you cry and feel sorry for yourself when God has done this for you? All right, there's another thing I want you to see. Turn to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. Because I got to move a little faster. I got to get back to some of these thoughts here that I give you earlier when we read the seal. Let's see. Acts chapter 6. Faith-based wisdom. And we're going to read it the scripture after. Faith-based wisdom is unbeatable and unstoppable and undeniable. Let me give it to you again. Faith-based wisdom is undefeatable, unbeatable, and unstoppable and undeniable. Here in Acts 6:10. And they were not able. Whole bunch of organized religion to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Why is this scripture included in this lesson? This is where God is trying to bring you. Amen. That when you ask him for wisdom in any given situation, anybody trying to jam you, trying to wipe you out, trying to stop you, trying to play a game on you, or trying to tell you what they're going to do, you will speak with such wisdom they won't be able to resist it. That's the way Christians are supposed to be living their lives. He have applied that for us. Insight. Man, when you have insight, when you can see the invisible and do the impossible because of a trust in the living God, operating in his wisdom, they were not able to resist him. The whole organized religion, they was all upset, but he spoke in such wisdom. When you speak in wisdom, a fool see himself in the mirror. Why did I mess with her? Why did I mess with him? He ain't going to tell you he see himself, but he see himself. He going to soon close the conversation. And that's why the church, that's what we as believers should be. We should speak such wise words that the fool who attempt to break us down see themselves in the mirror and decide to leave. It's embarrassing when a fool and a wise man meet up. Or a fool and a wise woman meet up. It's embarrassing to hear the conversation. The fool just running his mouth. And the person who got wisdom said three words, then shut his whole paragraph down. Say, Lord, thank you for your wisdom.
I will live
and operate in your wisdom,
because
I'm your child.
Wisdom
is a gift
for me
from you.
I will never get in a bondage
or be tied up
not knowing what to say
or what to do.
Thank God for that.
Can we trust the Holy Spirit tonight? We trust the Holy Spirit to help us.
We operate in faith, but we have to trust the Holy Spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit is teaching us,
He has to make sure it reaches us.
See,
you may not get it all right sitting here, but when you need it, it will be there. That's what teaching is for, you see.
All right, so let's get it.
This faith-based wisdom is unbeatable and unstoppable and undeniable.
Now, turn to 1 Corinthians again. Now I won't go to 1 Corinthians. Anyway, 1 Corinthians.
Now, these are life lessons that should be applied in your life.
See, you got to feast on this, because when the time comes up you need to use it, you need to be hearing it.
Now, because of this liberation, this wisdom liberation, life quest is about to step into a rest that is rare in the body of Christ. But this is a special kind of liberation.
Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
No, life quest, whatever the quest of your life is about to step into a rest. Why? It's going to be easy. But notice what it says next. That is rare in the body of Christ. But this is a special kind of liberation.
It's rare.
It's rare.
Many Christians do not know how to function in His wisdom.
Thank God He's speaking to you and I
of a liberty and of a liberation that is stronger than any other kind.
You're understanding things like God understand it. You're seeing things like God see it.
Yet you're in a human body,
operating from a God inside.
It's important that you don't operate in fear.
It's important that you don't be discouraged because a few things not working out.
That is not wisdom.
Wisdom always know finally God is going to come through.
What did I say? Finally, what God gonna do? What?
Why? Because I'm His child.
See, sometimes we get discouraged, start complaining because things not going just right.
That's just putting wood to the fire. Don't do that.
Don't look at the problem.
Think about the solution.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Out of the abundance of the heart,
out of the heart come the issues of life.
I'm tired seeing Christians live below that mean.
Little old me.
You know, little old you. Where you get that from?
You're a child of the living God.
Just forget your name.
Just forget what color you are.
Forget all those complaints you've heard about him. And just go on with your life.
Enjoy life.
Tell your neighbor, enjoy your life.
I hope nobody was dumb enough to say how.
Oh, put you out of church.
The how?
Since we've been here, the 30 minutes I've been telling you how.
You cannot operate in this wisdom in the flesh.
Make a note of it, because your flesh is going to be craving and crying and clowning.
And you know that's just the flesh, but the real me, I'm going to operate in wisdom right here, right now.
Right here, right
Amen. So notice that in 1 Corinthians 2, to substantiate this quest, verses 4 and 5, it says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power." You see it?
Yes,
notice now, this is just what the wisdom does to you. "But your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God."
Yes,
see, that's so important that you do this. All right. Hold your place right there in 1 Corinthians. I'm going to ask a question here now. What to do when your faith is challenged? Add wisdom. Notice in 1 Corinthians 2:6. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." All right, now the word perfect, you got to get it, because we're talking about maturity. The wisdom, the liberation of wisdom I'm talking about, it's got a portion maturing. "Perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." In a mystery. See, every time you pray in tongues, you speak in wisdom. In a mystery. If you listen, it'll talk to you. How you think I got that? He says there'll be instant growth. Everything about it rolled over your face. I'm coming in the car, I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying in wisdom. So wisdom spoke. Now, whatever you're up against, you should be saying deep down inside, "It's rolling over in my favor." You're here, aren't you?
Yes,
all right. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory." That is glory is again. Unto our glory. Unto our glory. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. "Which none of the princes of this world knew." What? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who with me? Wait a minute now. See, wisdom knows what the devil don't. So when I'm operating in this kind of wisdom, I'm off in a zone that the enemy cannot know my next move. That's what that wisdom is designed for. I'm gone and he's still there in the same place. Somebody say hallelujah on that. That's powerful, man. Isn't that powerful? Add wisdom. When your faith challenges, just pause. See, all you got to do is go back to James 1. Go back to James 1. Exactly what it's saying. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials, testing, tempting, knowing this, and trying your faith, work as patient. And then it says, if any man lack wisdom, add wisdom to it. I mean, you're using your faith and you got a test going on and you got trouble going on. He says, stop. Add wisdom. Now, if you look at every point, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of faith is a supernatural combination. See, the Spirit of God is just saying this in different ways over and over again so it can drop in your spirit as one thing. I know if I'm operating in the wisdom of God by faith, I have what I need at all times. What does not exist, wisdom can create it for you. You're a powerful people, but you got to know it. You're just not Bible carriers. See, you carry the presence of God. And he's a present help in a time of trouble. You have the ability, I told you Sunday, you have the ability to invoke his presence. Turn to Luke 2, 40 and 52, two of my favorite verses, and I want to make this statement to you. It is time for you to experience what Jesus experienced by living in the favor of wisdom. Oh, my, my, my. All right, Internet, y'all. I see y'all. Make a little noise, Internet. I got you. It's time for you to experience what Jesus experienced. And see, in Luke 2:40, he says, there's a powerful scripture there, Luke 2:40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Just said that ornament of grace, that crown of glory, that is. See, that was Jesus was operating. That was Jesus was operating with. That's why he experienced such supernatural manifestation and demonstration in his life, because he had this grace and wisdom walking with him. And praise God, we got the same opportunity. Notice the 52nd verse. Notice the 52nd verse. And Jesus, see, you can't stay still in wisdom. Jesus, matter of fact, every problem and every attack and everything that seems like it's not working out is increasing your wisdom. See, listen to this. The problem never can increase by itself. You didn't get it. The problem never can increase by itself. There's always a level of wisdom increasing when the problem trying to increase. So if the problem gets stronger, that means that more wisdom coming. And when it's over, you're going to be at another level. Because you have passed a test that you never have passed before. Everything in life, children, work by grades. I mean, you've been to school. I've been to school a little bit. You got to pass a test to get to another grade. Where do you think they got that thought from? The superintendent? No. Everything they're trying to do here in this world come from a spiritual image. That's why he said the church is over everything. Because the church have the divine plan, not man. The church have it. Not the system, not the government, not education, not science, not technology. The church sets standards. Yes, but what we got to do is get the Christian to use it. Because they're the only one who can use it. In the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You hear? This ought to chop anything up you're dealing with.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And in the days to come, you should be ready to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Wisdom is the principal thing. And all I get and get understand. Embrace her. Exalt her. She'll promote you. She's full of riches. She's full of honor. She is better than rubies. Yeah, Solomon, talk about it, all right? All right. Turn to Luke 21. Then I'm going to go back. I got 22 minutes. I'm going to go back and hit some of these things. I got to hit some of these things. Talk to you about it. You must be an instrument of wisdom. Luke 21. You must be an instrument of wisdom. You hear me, class? You hear me, Internet? You must be an instrument of wisdom, ready for wisdom to function through you at any given moment, in any given situation, because you must come to a grip in your maturity that there's nothing, no thing, that wisdom don't know about. See. Wise man built his house on a rock. The wind, the rain, all that came, it didn't do him nothing. See, he's called a wise man. What a wise man pertain to somebody with wisdom. In Luke chapter 21, verse 13, Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, what wisdom says. No matter what you're going through. It shall turn to you for a testimony. You got a few of your numbers playing around in your body now that won't get right. Don't be afraid. Don't run. Let them play around. You keep doing what I tell you to do, they're going to get right. Don't get afraid. It'll turn out to your testimony. I know one thing, we'll have more testimony break out here in a few moments than you ever heard of in your life. And then you're going to be fully convinced. Nobody's going to have to preach to you, teach you, beat up on you, and get angry and all that. You're going to be fully convinced yourself. Once you see it, once you experience it, nobody can take it from you. Watch what he says now. Settle it therefore in your heart not to meditate before what you shall answer. See, wisdom you got the answer right there. Look what he says in the next verse. Wow. Some people just got a mouth. They didn't get the rest of the voice. They read the voice and ran off. For I will give you a mouth, that don't run off yet, and wisdom. So that's a mouth that's speaking wisdom. That's the same thing as Acts 6:10. Which all your adversary, all of them, should not be able to gainsay nor resist. In other words, they can't get no breakthrough with you because you got a wisdom that outwit them. Wisdom outwit anything in life and bring it into the proper perspective. Now, thank you, Lord, for letting me get to one or two of these. I tell you, because these are. I'm going back to seal what we talked about these next 19 minutes. It says, number one, God is setting me up to live in range of freedom. This world cannot offer or afford. Do you know how powerful it is? Range of freedom. You know how powerful that is? They say this world can't offer it or afford it. Wisdom is designed for you to live a life that this world can't afford. It's supernatural. The second thing is, this is my call. A wisdom called me to make sure steps with confidence, boldness. What else? Into what? And what else? Look. What more can you ask for? Look at that statement. Look at what God is saying to you. All I can say is, what you gonna do with this? He's talking about confidence, sure steps, not just walking. The Bible said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in all his ways. The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord, and the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. That ain't no fiction. That's not fictionalizing. That's the truth, man. And now to fully living in a kingdom atmosphere. Imagine at your house you had a kingdom. If you just could, at your house you have a kingdom atmosphere. But you got to let the king in now. Yeah. You running everything, just raiding hell and cussing and raiding saying. The king ain't coming in that kind of atmosphere. But if you calm yourself down, maybe the Lord will show up and you'll have a kingly atmosphere in your house. Yes, organ body, every little thing, 50 cents. Listen, your faith has to be focused. Next thing I'm going to talk about. My focus will be to operate in and obey at all time the wisdom of God through his word. So you got to do that by faith. See, that's a life application here. On this liberation has to have some action. Very important. Listen. I will not make hasty decisions without consulting God about his wisdom on every situation. You think he know? You think God know what you're going through? You think God know the solution? You think God know your next promotion? Asa, A-S-A, went to the physician and didn't consult God. And he died with a foot disease. Man, a foot disease shouldn't kill you. But he didn't consult God, didn't rely on God. And a lot of time we make decisions too hastily. Because the devil will send you a trap. And so, oh my goodness. There's the element of discernment in wisdom. There's salah in wisdom. Pause. Be still. And know I'm God, but let me tell you how I am God at this moment. You see, in this quoting on scripture, when he said be still and know I'm God, that means be still long enough to let me reveal to you what aspect I'm using of myself at this time for you. There's never no emergency in the spirit world. Remember how I told you all that years ago? All right. How many of y'all have made haste decision before? Yeah, I wish I'd never see him again. Once you do it, you can't hardly take it back, you know. You have to have vision. The next one is talking about vision. Put the next one up. You have to have vision. You have to meditate. You have to visualize. Don't let the world system, these positive-minded, optimistic people who have made millions of dollars, have taken your principles and use them better than you. You have to visualize. See yourself with it. See yourself out of it. See yourself into where you're going. I can see myself now living in the greatest advantages of God's wisdom. You got to see it. Got to see it. All right. Everyone and everything around me is about to change. Why? Because there will be an ongoing change in me. I'll tell you something that you think I don't know. I'll tell you something you think you don't know. A lot of y'all just like me. You ain't gonna put up with no foolishness. And you know what to say. You've been hanging around here too long. It come off on you. See, everyone and everything around me is about to change. Why? Because there'll be an ongoing change in me. I mean, so you see me next week, I'm not in the same spot. A man or woman that is after God, they never stay the same. They're growing and knowing. Write it down. Growing, knowing, and flowing. See? And so they're on the move. My wife tell me all the time, we sit down and talk, she said, "Now you can't stand still. Everything moving. See, everything moving." So that's why you got to move in the spirit, because the spirit is moving. I mean, the spirit is not dealing with time. It ain't going by no clock. It's breaking every barrier. Moving. Keep moving, see? Then I like this, because when you got wisdom, he said, I will talk different. I will see different. I love it. Thank you, Lord. I will talk. Don't just talk the same way all the time. Jesus Christ, grow up. Speak with authority.
Speak with compassion. Tell somebody who got a problem, tell them, baby, you're going to make it. Hold up, let's talk a minute. Let me speak over you. Let me say a word over you. Don't leave and talk about, man, she got a problem. You never had a problem? If I just can get in her presence, she's going to say something. I know it every time I get around her. If I just can get in his presence, that person ain't going to talk a whole lot of stupid talk and the whole same old thing. That person operating in wisdom, they're going to see things different. They'll give you a brighter view. People living on the dark side. This not working. So ma'am, is anything working? Can you see out your left eye? Yeah, y'all can see out my left eye. Well, let's praise that a while. You know what I'm saying, right? I'm exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying. We are quick to complain when we're loaded with blessings. Is your right leg still moving? Yeah, sure. Hallelujah. I hadn't noticed that. I'll take you to some place where people want right leg not moving. See. All right, I got one or two more and I'm going to close. You remember we read in James 3, it said wisdom is pure. Turn there again. Wisdom is pure. Tell me what verse that is. Wisdom is pure. Get 17 verse. It gives definition. I think it's 17 verse that gives the definition of wisdom. Yes, sir. But the wisdom that is from above. Come on, I want you to read this because I want this to get in you. Read it. But the wisdom is first pure. Paul. Pure. What pure mean? It's not smoking. I just want to say it's not smoking. It's not contaminating. Grace and love and joy and peace. See, he said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now, if you look in, think about it, make a note of it. You look in Philippians 4:8, I think it's one of the first things you talk about when you say what you think about. Let your thoughts be pure. That is, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. John 15:3 says what? You're clean through the word. Amen. You're clean through the word. See, the word keep you pure. Now you're clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you, not to the crowd, to you. Because you hear in a congregation, but you should be being spoke to individually. Because nobody likes just like yours. So that, back to James 3, and that 17, wisdom fruit will start manifesting in my life. Wisdom fruit. I think that's a fruit there. Pure, peaceable, gentle. Put it back. Peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. Now, you know we can't handle this. It's easy to be entreated. Sometimes I don't feel like being bothered. You? Come on now, just tell the truth. Y'all better tell the truth of me. Y'all know I know you all. Yeah, y'all can't fool me. I love the Lord, Reverend. Jeez. I know there's some moments in your life you need Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and two angels holding your arm. It's just a human body. Some of us are a little more common than others, but, you know, I find out some people be calm a long time, but if you push the right button, they say, full of mercy. You full of mercy. Somebody made a mistake. Are you full of mercy? You're not going to do it unless you know how to. And good fruit. Without partiality. Wow. That's heavy, heavy. Hang on while we're here. We need the Holy Ghost, don't we? Now, get this one, too. Now, old failures and old habits will not control me in this new and fresh anointing of God's wisdom. Wow. It's another world, isn't it? Old failures and old habits. See, the wisdom of God expels that from your life. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of wisdom. And then it says this, it's wonderful what it says here. It says, many will be delivered and set free through freedom that I will constantly enjoy. Because they will ask you, what are you doing? What you drinking? What you smoking? What you took? You know, why are you, God, does you know we got a problem? See, you and this person going through the same thing. The person is jumping and jumping around, and you calm. So the person going to look at you and say, look, I don't know what you're drinking or what you got in your pocket, but I would like to have what you have. This thing about to tear me up. That's the way, let your light shine for men that you may see your good work. That's the way God expects for the church to operate. The church should be on top of it. Because of the divine substance that we enjoy, such as Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the kingdom, grace, mercy, forgiveness, faith, supernatural love. You can love your enemy. You follow me? Now, there's a liberated anointing that been released in this house tonight. The instruction that had been given you, the past is gone. Yeah, and the present is here. And the future lies ahead of you, wide open to move to other levels in your life. We got to do this, and we got to understand that the wisdom of God, whatever you're dealing with now, James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, and it said don't be in a hurry to deal with things. When you quicken, listen to me, when you made alive with the wisdom of God, you turn into another woman. You turn into another man. And whatever or whoever, whatever you were dealing with will sense they're not dealing with the same person. You have to know. You listening?
Yes, sir.
That you are God's pride and joy.
Yes, sir.
He made you higher than anything else he made. He made you with the ability to function like him.
Yes.
He made you in the ability for him to function through you. And get accomplished in the earth's realm what he need to get accomplished. He want to use your mind. He want to use your hand. He want to use your heart. Use your spirit. Use your soul. Yeah, God want to use you. He want to use your body. He made you so he can use you. But at the same time, he made you where he can bless you higher than any other creature. And so religion and tradition, denomination of men, worldly government, high-minded people, secular activities have seemed like they've tried to bring a shame on the church, but that can't happen. You must be proud of being a Christian. I'm saved, man. I'm saved, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and you must remind yourself who you are. I'm a child of the living God. No matter what I'm going through, I'm still a child of the living God. Nothing can be no higher than being a Christian. Don't let the enemy lock you in condemnation for 5 years because you made a mistake. God knew you were going to make that mistake. Go back to him. Go back to him. Play a little music. Go back to him. Go back to him. I want to talk to somebody these 2 minutes. Remember when you first got converted? That was the beginning of a journey. It's not a destiny. It's a journey. There's always more. God has more for you. Look at me. God has more for you, and you're going to get it.
You're going to live long?
Yes, sir.
You're going to live strong?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be happy?
Yes.
You're going to be healthy?
Yes.
And wealthy?
Yes.
Do you receive that?
Yes.
He has it for you. Pay attention to the word. Pay attention to the anointing. Listen to what the Spirit of God is telling you to do. One of my secrets is I listen to him all the time. I don't always hit it like he wants me to, but I hit it more than I miss it. Christians don't know who they are. Christians think they're just church people. And they gather and sing and go and forget what manner of men or women they really are. Jam, talk about that. But we must look into the perfect law. When we open this Bible tonight, we're looking into the perfect law of liberty. Seeing who we are. Stick with that. Don't let other things pull you from who you are in Christ. Don't be sitting around here waiting to go to heaven. Cause heaven to come here through you. Cause heaven to come to your house. Yeah, but I don't have no peace in my house. Check yourself. You won't check everybody else in the house. Check yourself. Because if you have peace, you can bring peace in that house. Lift your hand and thank God that you're operating in his wisdom. Lord, I just pray. And I just believe that this message tonight about liberation is upon every person on the sound of my voice and around the world, that from this night forward, they will walk in a liberty. Matter of fact, in the spirit of liberty, every man, every woman, every child that is represented here tonight, every grandchild, this liberated spirit that you've released here at Word of Life tonight will be upon all your children. They will solve things easy. They will know what to do. They'll know their next step easy. Lord, I pray that the ornament of grace, woo, and the crown of glory will rest upon every individual. Habits are broken. Sin is eradicated. And they come into the pureness. For you said in your word, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. May every person in here see God in this message. See God doing things in their life and giving them the desire of their heart. I pray and believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. Amen. 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 You may be seated.